Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Little Mary Mac, 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 her lungs turned black, 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 stayed home from school, 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 from an asthma attack, attack, attack.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
Live cattle futures finished 50 higher in the December at 138.17. The cash trade last week all the way up to 142 has a lot of people keeping or staying long into the first notice day with the threat of delivery, but the idea is that the market's below where the cash is currently trading, so why would you deliver against a lower futures market? Of course, we see it all the time, but so we're 138.17, up 50 on December. February live is up 70 at 139.65. The April's up 72 at 142.85. June live cattle up 47 at 137.95. So higher across the board, pretty much higher all day for live cattle. Midday box beef was down 3 cents on choice at 274.33. Select up $1.68 at 260.32. And then feeder cattle were $1.12 higher in January. They did get weak midday, but came rallying back about noon, and then closed $1.12 higher in January at 165.25. Marches were up 85 at 167.95. The April's up 87 here at 170.72. Of course, a lot of people looking at the wheat pasture cattle out there in March, April, and May futures. We're still above the moving averages, 20 and 50 day moving averages, and really right on the highest level we've closed at since the end of August. So a lot of strength in the feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
Today's grain futures market was actually pretty quiet. We had corn anywhere from 2.5 lower in December to about a half higher out next September. The soybean market anywhere from steady to 5 lower, with January 5.75 lower at 1261.5. The wheats were all over the place as well, 1 to 5 higher in the Chicago. Kansas City was anywhere from about 2 lower to 6 higher. July of next year was one of the stronger months, up 2.5 here at 815. And that wheat market was really resilient throughout today's session. Minneapolis wheat ended anywhere from 5 to 7 higher, and then the cotton futures rallied back today up 280 or so cents, putting March at 107. Now, on Thursday the 9th, we have a USDA report. That's a regular monthly report. It's going to update the ending stocks, U.S. and world. Ending stocks for wheat are estimated at 589 million bushels. That's about 6 million in the last month. Corn and corn, they've actually lowered a little bit to 1.487, about 5 million bushels less than last month. And beans, they're upping 352 million from 340 due to lower export. So, again, that report will be mid-morning, 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Currently, the stock market's just on fire today. It's up 650 in the Dow and about 54 points in the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.